Here's Chekalura with Natural North Dakota.
Have you noticed any falling stars recently? The Delta Quarids meteor shower started on July 12th and will run through August 23rd. The peak viewing period is the evening of July 29th and early morning hours of the 30th, with perhaps 20 meteors per hour. Although this is not a particularly well-known meteor shower, it's still worth our attention. We're near a full moon now, so that'll interfere with some of the more faint meteors. Meteor showers are named according to their radiant, or the point from which they appear to originate. In this case, they appear to originate in the constellation Aquarius. The best viewing will be after midnight. Look to the southeast. The constellation will, of course, move across the sky westward as the evening progresses. The Delta Quarids meteor shower overlaps with the more well-known Perseids meteor shower, which started on July 17th and will run until August 24th. The peak viewing period will be on the evening of August 12th and early morning hours of the 13th. The Perseids are one of the better meteor showers, with perhaps up to 60 meteors per hour. So if the sky is clear, it could be quite impressive. Look for the constellation Perseus to the northeast after midnight. Meteors, of course, are not falling stars. They're produced by bits of comets passing through the Earth's atmosphere. Comets are mixtures of ice, rock, and dust a few miles in diameter. When they pass near the sun, the heat causes the comet to shed ice and particles. These mostly sand-sized pieces of rock and ice create a debris field in outer space. When the Earth passes through these debris fields, the pieces collide with the atmosphere and become glowing hot. Viewed from Earth, they are falling stars, or more accurately, meteors. So you might want to make a point of observing the nighttime sky occasionally over the next few weeks. If the show is on, it might be worth finding a dark place and putting down a lawn chair and just do some sky watching for a while. It might even be a good time to bring a star chart and learn a constellation or two. Plus, seeing all the satellites and airplanes up there is also an interesting sideshow. Considering the weather, seasons, and phases of the moon, this could be the most easily and comfortable viewing of the year. So we really should take advantage of it. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.